DP71 Texans Radio, along with Kendrick Lewis. Kendrick, as soon as you were signed by the Texans this offseason, you thanked Kansas City. Does this feel like a new start to your career being in Houston?
Absolutely. You know, it was a fresh start, a new start for me, being in Kansas City for 4 years, and now to be able to call, you know, Houston my home. As a young kid, you know, growing up as a high school, Houston was always home away from home for me. So it makes the situation much better.
Yeah, you grew up in New Orleans, and a lot of people here remember Hurricane Katrina. That affected you personally when you were living in New Orleans.
Yeah, definitely. When Hurricane Katrina hit, it forced us out. Well, half of my family had to move to Houston. Half of my family moved to Georgia. So Houston always had a place in my heart, in a sense, to where, you know, they opened their arms and hearts to my family. So they always stuck with me.
All right, Kendrick Lewis on Texans Radio. I see you in the locker room with the DBs, and you and DJ Swearinger have really hit it off well, both on and off the field. What's that relationship like between the two of you guys?
It's a great relationship. You know, it's constantly growing as we get familiar with each other, as we play and hang out more and more. But, yeah, that's a guy that, you know, who I talk to damn near every day that I'm here. Honestly, if it's a text message or it's a call or we sharing information on film, it's a guy that, you know, I talk to on a daily basis. And, you know, our relationship is constantly growing, and look forward to it to continue to grow.
All right, so through 7 games this year, you've had quite a season, and it seems like whenever there's a turnover on the field, you're somehow involved in it. Is this something that you can practice? What do you think's been the success for you getting so many turnovers and being involved in so many this year?
I would say my practice habits and my film study. You know, knowing who you're going up against, knowing what they're having problems with. If it's a guy who's struggling with, you know, carrying the ball or the way he's carrying the ball, when you tackle, you try to attack that. And that's how I look at film. That's how I prepare when I'm going up against. If it's Blue running the ball, I pretend that he's the guy from the other team. And, you know, I attack the ball, I strip, I rip at it. And as far as with the quarterback situation, this is if it's a guy who, you know, tries to stare down his receivers or who's having trouble struggling with different coverages, I disguise along with DJ and our defense. And, you know, we just try to make plays when we're able to, and try to force turnovers and help our offense get the ball back.